modern world where environment, climate change, extinction of species, looking after the environment, the whole deal, the whole gamut is most important, that we think that it's time that the council stepped up to the plate and we're fully responsible for our waste and treat it accordingly, treat it to the very highest standard, not a secondary standard, and not a high secondary, but we want a premium standard. This is for the future. This is for future generations. We don't want to see the marine environment being further degraded at all. Not good sense, not good logic to do this. What's being proposed today is to have this outfall to nominate, and they're proposing that it be a northern direction and a short direction to try and save some bucks. Now, it's actually going to be within hundreds of metres of the artificial fishing reef that was just cost $8 million to be put out there as a tourism attraction. And when it's advertised that it's within so many hundred metres of an ocean outfall, that'll be a real marketing ploy for the town. So,
what's going to be more cost-effective, an outfall, an extended outfall, or treating the effluent to an A-grade tertiary standard?
Well, look, we haven't really been given any of those costs on treating it to that A-grade tertiary standard. We haven't properly been given those costs. They did do some indicative costs to pipeline it back out to Yellowfinch, but when we consider we're not going to run a pipeline back out to Yellowfinch, those costs are a whole lot different. We're just talking about treating it to that standard to either use for reuse on the golf course or release it into the sand dunes or even let it go onto the beach as it currently is, as long as it's at that very, very high standard. The environmental issues are mitigated. They're mitigated at the plant. And why not do the exfiltration thing at a way lower cost? So those costs really haven't been determined.
What are we looking at with the outfall at the moment? How much?
We're looking at $40 million for the outfall, basically. $40 million is a huge amount of money to run a pipe out there. And, you know, if you spend $40 million doing that, well, that's it for the future. That's it, set in stone. They're not going to do any big variances on that into the future. In the next 50 years, we'll be looking at, we've still got an outfall over there going, sorry, you've got a what? What century do you live in? Yes, well, you know, we've always been known to be a bit backward, but we're trying to move forward in this world, but in this area. And with all the stuff that's going on in the environment, here's the opportunity, particularly with Greens councillors and people who are supposedly concerned about the environment, and they're not stepping up to the plate.